Blog Talk Radio.
Pretty good, man. I was calling you. I was gonna call you and plug Mr. Moore in about 4 minutes. Pete Moore was gonna be on me for Smokey and the Miracles. Did you mind on that?
No. I didn't mind at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna plug. I was gonna call him in 4 minutes. He was getting into the house. Him and Smokey had a meeting and stuff. So he was gonna be on the air with me, talking about what they're doing with me, with the Motown legends and stuff. So.
Smokey knows me very well. Smokey was on the show, before once. And,
really? He was on your radio, this radio?
Yes, sir. Smokey.
Oh, that's crazy. That make it even more. Now you get the other half, Pete Moore of the Miracles. That's him and Mr. Moore, man. I get a lot of history, Tim, working with them, man, coming into business and just, being embraced by these legends and Barry and Steve. It's pretty big, for a new artist, especially me coming out of the rap genre, to be the first one at the classic, legends have embraced as a hip-hop artist. I'm honored, man, so.
No problem, man. I'm actually glad, man, you're being introduced by Pete Moore, legend, of course. Not very many artists get introduced like that and have that backup. They're actually on their own.
Right.
As once always said, I'll get your foot in the door. Once you get through that door, you're on your own. You got to have your own back. It'll be the stand on your own 2 feet, as they say.
Exactly.
You're pretty lucky to do it, man. So, B, man, is it okay if I call you B, man, or B,
Tim? Yeah, that's
man.
Cool, Tim. Cool.
We still call you B for short. Right, I know Pete Moore's coming up, but right now, man, this is about you right now. So, B Moore had his chance, and he's had me over and over again, but I want you to introduce yourself to listen. Let them know who you are. Let them know what you're about, man. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself for me?
Okay, cool. Do you want me to – will I be getting him on the line, or do I now need to get him on it or not?
I'll let you know. Let's get you on. Let's talk about you for a minute. Let's get you.
Okay.
You spotlight's on you right now. So
cool.
Right now, man.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead, man. Let them know who you are. Introduce yourself, man.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is B. Taylor. Coming from Las Vegas, chilling with my man Tim. Get ready to put out this new album called One Life to Live and my new single, Get Your Hands Up. So I'm excited about that, Tim.
The new single, One Life to Live, I hope that's not about the soap opera, One Life. I'm joking.
No.
It's an interesting title, One Life to Live. So what is that single is actually about? What's the thing? And then who produced that single?
Well, actually, my single's Get Your Hands Up, and like I said, the album's My Life to Live, and I produced all the music, executive produced of Pete Moore, Smokey Robinson, and the Miracles was in the studio with me, and basically the album is, Tim, about, things that's going on in the world and kind of my life to associate it with, you know, everybody else and have a good time bringing it. It's kind of like a Motown feeling through hip-hop, you know, that good music that make you feel good. And then I got songs on there that make you happy, cry, sad, you know. So it's pretty much what the album's about. It's got a little thing, bit of everything on there.
Now, you said Pete Moore, right? That was what you said?
Yes, Pete Moore.
Pete Moore. How did you come in connection with him?
Man, Tim, it's crazy, man. I met him, moved out to Vegas, and I was standing outside. There was a game going on in Detroit at the time, and my neighbor was standing outside, and I had a friend visiting from Detroit. And my neighbor was like, man, I love your music. You know, I was staying on a golf resort in Vegas. He was like, I love your music. You know, you got great music. I'm not a rap fan, but I love your music. But he's an older man named Ron. He was like, there's this Motown legend that lives in this complex, this golf resort. He only comes this way every so often. My wife knows his wife. You need to meet him. He's one of the Miracles, Smokey Robinson and Miracles, and co-founders of Motown. His name is Mr. Pete Moore. As soon as he said that name, man, a Mercedes pulls up. My neighbor's like, there he is. So I flagged him down and ran up to Mr. Moore and start talking to him. And then the next thing you know, I'm sitting in his house.
Very interesting, man. Lucky you, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy how things happen.
Yeah.
Well, after meeting Mr. Moore and working with him so far, how do you feel about the man, you know? And how do you feel? I mean, well, of course, I'm assuming he's partially responsible for some of your accomplishments that you've accomplished so far.
Right.
How do you feel about that right now?
Man, I feel good, Tim. You know, Mr. Moore said it was kind of like I was a swan song. You know, how I met him is the same way how him and Smokey met Berry Gordy when they was auditioning for Jackie Wilson's management in 1958. And so Jackie Wilson's manager said Smokey sound like a girl. Claudette was the girl in the group. The Platters was out. They was cute. So they walking out of the, you know, walking out of the club as kids, and then this guy was straddling the chair the whole time, and he came out. He said, "Yo, man, you guys sound great. I want to manage you guys." They're like, "Who are you?" He's like, "I'm Berry Gordy. You know, I write all of Jackie Wilson's songs, but they ain't paying me." And so, you know, that's how Motown was started. So it kind of made Mr. Moore really adapt to me as the fact of how I met him was just so random. And any split second, I wouldn't have met him in the same way how they met Berry Gordy. A split second sooner, Berry would have left or they would have walked a different way. There would be no Motown. So we had a parallel story, a galactic story. So it just was, you know, I feel great with it, man. And then, you know, for him to compare me to Stevie Wonder when they found Stevie is just an honor, you know. So that's just crazy, Tim. So just a crazy story, you know. And that's how Motown was started. And that's how this fusion is going on between actually Motown classic artists through myself through hip-hop. So it's just a galactic story. And that's what really drew Mr. Moore to it, and then when he heard my music and saw my talents of playing, you know, different instruments as a rapper, not just being a producer, but a musician on four different instruments, he was like, man, this is a Motown story, you know, that parallels, so I want to do this.
Was Mr. Moore supposed to call into the show, or you was going to connect him over?
Yeah, I was going to click him in, he's supposed to click in with me, so whenever you
hold, B, hold on for me 1 second, let me
okay.
See what this caller is, hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
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 Yeah, how you doing, brother?
All right.
Uh-huh, yeah, I'm calling your show, and I was listening to what you was talking about, and, you know, I just want to know what other subjects you brothers is touching on tonight.
This is B. Moore. He's a brilliant artist that just hit the music scene, getting ready, you know, release his music, you know, he's got a single getting ready to come out. He was introduced by a member of the Miracles of Smokey Robinson.
By who?
Hello?
By who? Hello? I didn't hear what you said. That was just my sister. She was laughing over there in my ear. Get away over here, Sakatima. What was you saying, brother?
B?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. I don't know what that was. Get P. Moore over on the line so we can talk with him. But I want I wanted to give you more of your platform before before I put a P-more on, you know, because, you know, we already know who he is. His name, he needs no introduction. But,
right.
You know, yourself, you know, you knew you're coming to the game, and I wanted to give you that shine and that light, you know, on your, you know, on you, man. And, I'm just that nice dude, man. I'm just nice, man.
Yeah, man, too.
But go ahead and get Pete Mills. I'm going to talk to him. We're going to holler at Uncle Pete for a minute, man.
All right, Kill. Hold on 1 second. Now, who is it?
Hey,
now? Tim, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Tim, this is Mr. Moore. This is Tim of Blog Radio, Talk Radio in New York. Hey, this is Pete Moore of Smokey and the Miracles. Tim.
How you doing, Tim?
Pete, Uncle Pete, how's it going, man?
No, it's doing fine, man. How you doing?
Good day from Uncle Pete, man. Things are going well with me, man. You know, I'm honored to have you, man. I had your brother, man, Smokey on, as I told B not long ago, man. Smokey was on the show. And, you know, he's due back on the show pretty soon, man, you know. But, you know, now I got another miracle on the show, man. So, you know, this show's going to be a miracle, man. So, Pete, man, how's it been doing, man? How has it been for you, man? What's been going on with you, man?
Well, you know, I'm working on a project with BT. They got it. Kind of got me going, you know. I'm also getting ready to do some activities with the Motown 50th anniversary. We've got a thing coming up in Detroit. You know, we got a star on Hollywood Walk of Fame in March of this year. You know, so I've been pretty busy. You know, I had a little. Medical situation that I'm dealing with, but other than that, everything is fine.
But don't let that get you down, man. You know that everything's gonna be alright, man. Just keep the faith going, man. You know that already,
exactly.
Man.
Michael
Jackson was such a huge part of, you know, the Motown family. And I know you guys even remember him when he was younger, man. How did you feel about that when you heard about his death?
Oh well, you know that. It was devastating, you know, to all of us, you know, especially, you know, the way it happened, you know. I think, you know, the medication that he has been taking and then the carelessness, you know, that happened at the night that he died, you know, with the doctor that was treating him, and it was kind of set us all back a little, you know, because we really feel that he still should be with us, you know, but,
right.
You know, it's just one of those things that, you know, you have to deal with sometimes. And, you know, it's unfortunate that it happened that way. And, you know, we're still pretty upset about it. I guess something like that, you know, stays with you a long time, you know, before you can kind of try to put it behind you and, you know, and keep moving ahead, you know. And, you know, we just all dealing with it in our own way, you know, because he was, Michael was, he was so dear to all of us, you know. You know, the way we met him and, you know, when he came to Detroit and put on an audition for the company, he was just phenomenal. You know, I had never seen anything like that. I mean, a little kid, that talented, you know.
Right.
And not only was he that talented, I'm talking about the little Michael now. The little Michael was, you know, he's a very intelligent little boy, you know.
Right.
And, you know, when we started taking him into the studio, man, he was singing these songs, man, like an adult, you know. Singing songs, you know, with adult stories and, you know, he was just an incredible talent, you know. And then, of course, you know, I often think about which Michael I like the best, the little Michael or the big Michael,
mm-hmm.
you know. But they both were just so talented, you know. And you know, he gave us all a lot of pleasure.
Right.
Yeah.
Uncle Pete, I want to ask you this, man. B Taylor's over here. What did you see in him, man? What made you interested in him, man? You know, this guy. What does he have that? What does he have? What's different from him in his music that we are not already hearing out here today? What was different about him? What did you see in him that nobody else saw, or that he didn't even see in himself?
His musicianship, you know, aside from being a talented rapper, he's a talented musician as well. And this is something that kind of stood out, you know, when I first met him and I discovered that he played all these instruments. It reminded me of Stevie, you know, Stevie Wonder. You know, because when we first met Stevie, you know, Stevie was a phenomenal kid as well. Stevie was 11 when we first met him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to school with Ronnie White, who was the Miracles baritone singer, with Ronnie White's little brother. And Ronnie's little brother told us about this blind kid that he was going to school with, you know, so we went down to check him out. And he just blew us away, man, you know. And Ronnie called me, he said, man, you know, we ought to take this kid to the company, you know. So the next week, Ronnie took him by, introduced him to the people at Motown, and he put on an audition, and he just blew everybody away, you know. He was just this blind kid had that kind of talent. You know, even when Stevie was young, he was a hell of a musician. I mean, this kid was just phenomenal, you know. He's a pure genius, you know, and we often use that term very loosely in the industry. But when you refer to Stevie Wonder, you know, that word is very appropriate.
Right.
You know, he's just something, you know. And Stevie, as a kid, you know, he was playing and he was just flawless, you know. And you know, I've seen Stevie play the piano at least 150 times since I've known him. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, a piano is an instrument with 88 keys. You know, mm-hmm. I've never seen him hit the wrong key,
right.
And I still don't understand that. You know, how somebody could be blind. And Ray Charles was the same. Ray was the same way. But Stevie, I think, was a little more profound than Ray, you know, because Stevie's piano playing was a little more intricate than what Ray's was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I met BT, and unlike all your other rappers, you know, although I have a lot of respect for all of these guys, you know, Dr. Dre, Snoop, and, you know, 50 and all the, Jay-Z and, you know, P. Diddy and Biggie before he died and Tupac before he died. I got a lot of respect for those guys, you know, because they created a whole genre of music. But none of them really played a lot of instruments, you know, so that's what kind of stuck out when I, you know, discovered that BT played these instruments, and that made him very unique in my mind, you know, so that's why I call him the Stevie Wonder of hip hop.
Okay, that's a huge name to follow, B. You already know that, man. So there's yet a lot of work need to be done, and as I said to him, Uncle P, is that he got you as that backbone, you know what I mean, and you know, so you know. And then that's truly something special to have, you know, because I remember when Whitney stated that when her family got her in there, that when they got her in the door, but when she got in that door, she's on her own. She must stand on her own 2 feet, you know what I mean?
Right.
She's on her own, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Yeah, he got you by her, man, so that's truly something special, and, you know, and I'm pretty sure, you know, any advice or anything that he needs regarding to the industry, you know, you got it for him, you know what I mean? Because if anything, you know this business better than anybody does, you know, for your legendary career.
Well, you know, we produced our first CD, and you know, I'm really very happy with how it turned out, you know, because what I envisioned is kind of incorporating the classic Motown sound into what he was doing as a hip-hop artist. And I kind of combined the two together. I think we have come up with something that's refreshing, something that is new, and it's something that I think the rap industry needs at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're very happy with how everything came out. You know, but, it's our new single, Get Your Hands Up. It's been out for a little while. It's getting a lot of response. You know, we just bought some additional promotional people, made them a part of our team. Everything is going real well. We're going to do some things with Billboard Magazine coming up here shortly in the next couple of weeks. And, everybody seems to be excited about the project, you know, so I'm happy about that.
Pete, man, I'm not going to keep you long, man. I know you're very busy as of right now, you know, but it was a true privilege and honor to speak with you, you know, to talk with you, you know, and, we'll keep on keeping on, you know, and you stop kidding around with that health situation, man. You stop fooling with them doctors, man, you know. Let's keep blessing us, man, with new artists and new music, man, because, you know, we need people like you, you know, that, you know, keep us around and keep these young ones intact, man.
Yeah, well, it was my pleasure, man. You know, and hopefully, you know, we'll be talking again, and I'm looking forward to meeting you, you know, the next time I'm in New York, and when, you know, BT does something in New York where I can meet you. And it was a pleasure talking to you, you know, tell everybody in New York. I said, hi, we got a lot of fond memories in New York. And we go back in the late 50s, and the first time we played the Apollo Theater was 1960. You know, so I have a lot of fond memories about New York, and I'm looking forward to getting back there and talking to you and some of the other guys.
Listen, Uncle P, I'm here, man. You can call me anytime, man. My number's in the phone book, man. You call me anytime you need me, Uncle P. I'm there for you, man.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Take care.
Uncle P, man, hey, you come on the show anytime you see fit, man. You hear me?
Oh, I hear you. I appreciate. Yeah, thank you for the invite. And no, I'll be. We'll be talking more. You know, definitely. You know, so just get ready.
Okay.
You know, we're gonna be talking a lot more as this thing goes along. You know, so you take care, man. Tell everybody in New York I said hi, and God bless everybody. Okay.
All right, man.
More.
Right.
Okay. Hello, B. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, B.
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, hello. All right, man.
Uh-huh.
Great to talk to Uncle Pete, man.
Thanks, man.
Honored to have you, man. See, that's why I told you, man. Let me talk to you first, man. You know, Uncle Pete,
yeah,
man, you know, we'll have this little talk, man. But you know, you take care of Uncle Pete for us, man. You know, you take care of him for you, man.
Oh, I am.
It just discourages me when I hear something. Oh, he's going through this, you know, man. We got to keep them here, man. They help us get through, you know. They
that's what Tim, I wanted to, you know, this movement is the thing is, you know, I can't, rappers come in a different way, but, you know, if it wasn't for, you know, people like Barry, you know, who I was able to sit and talk and get Barry to endorse this project, and Stevie, and, you know, Smokey, these guys like this with Mr. Moore and Pete, you know, getting together in 58 and then 59 start Motown, you're taking a lot of history of the fact that Motown had an effect, and it's just so many people I meet of these legends, like a Motown and Earth, Wind & Fire and Diana, they'd be like, you listen to Pete Moore, you know, he found us. You know, him and Smokey found us. I get that over and over, and it's like, you know, that's what I'm trying to make the country see in the world. They already know how big Motown legacy is, but just the fact that, you know, it shows what type of person Mr. Moore is to step out of the realm and bring me into a circle of the Miracles and Barry and Stevie, you know, as a young new artist and a hip-hop. So I think it's something special. It's historical. You know, it's a refreshing story. It's a same parallel of Motown, and I just think that's what, you know, music needs, because, like you said, they are the forefathers of this business. And, I seen Quincy. When I met him, Quincy said, you listen, they're the Beethovens of the 20th century. That's Quincy said. He said, those are the Beethovens of the 20th century. So if he tell you to do something, that's who I listen to. Miss Pete Moore and Smokey. They the Beethovens. And so when you got all these people saying this, you know what, Tim, I'd be a fool not to listen, you know.
That's right. They say they call the young because they're strong, they call the old because they know the way. So, you know, that's truly a true thing, man, you know. And man, you sound like a intelligent guy, man. You sound like a guy that's, you know, got a good head on his shoulder, man. So I'm pretty sure you're not going to have any trouble behind that, man. And listen, man, I wish I had the Pete Moore, man, help me, you know. They say, Tim, I got you back, man. Tim had to crawl on the shoulder and be on his own, had to come in there. But what is that they say with the vest on, man? Is going and fighting and battling, man. You know, this industry is truly a battlefield because you're in the battle with everybody. It's always, everything's a competition. Even anything in entertainment is a competition, whether it's radio or whether it's music.
Yeah,
acting,
you're right.
Everything's a competition. You know, so I'm not here to preach to your peas. It don't get that's not what the issue is, but
you're right, Tim. You're right, and I listen to you. You know, and my thing is just to make music for everybody, like Motown was, to be around, you know, as an old man, Tim, and be hearing people redoing my songs. That's how Mr. Moore and Smokey did. They wrote thousands of songs, man. This man be sitting in a chair. He's got one song, 20 people that redid. You know, that's how I want to be, Tim. That's how you know you've had a long-lasting impression when you got people redoing your songs over 50 years later.
That's right. I want to ask you. I don't know if I heard. I heard Pete answer this question, but it's not for Pete to answer. It's for you to answer. Mm-hmm. We have so many different artists. I got the Trey Songz. You got the 50. We got, you know, Kanye. We got all these people out here. What makes your music different from what we're already hearing out here today?
I think, it does. It's got that. It's more, I think everybody would say it's musical. If you can hear the musical instrumentation in it of me, you know, being a pianist and a guitarist and a drummer and playing organ, you can hear the musical notes in it. You know, I actually used a lot of musical notes. I didn't sample nothing. You know, I played, and then when I'm talking, when I rap, you know, you can understand every word that I'm saying. It's clear. You know, I learned that. You know, what Barry showed Smokey and Mr. Moore, mixing of making sure you can understand the words, because if people understand your words, they become fans of you more. They like to catch on to the song because they can understand what you're saying. So I think it's musical like that, and it's refreshing. I wasn't trying to sound like anybody. I think, it's a good sound, and I do it live, you know, where I play the piano and rap with a band and a DJ or play guitar, just showing musical talents as far as being a rapper, to show rappers like, hey, it's not nothing, you know, for you to learn instruments. And, you know, I learned in church. So, you know, that, I think that's what it is. It has that Motown sound that, you know, you can tell. It doesn't sound like nothing out there. So, you know, I'm a fan of all them cats, Jay-Z and Kanye and everything, but I think everybody had their own niche in this business, that they had a story and a niche. And my thing was like, you know, Tim, I wasn't trying to come in to sound like none of them. I was just coming in to be me and to make good music and take my niche. And I think my niche is that the fact that I am, I have a Motown soul and a Motown sound, and then I am a musician. And to use that toward my benefit, you know, to show that rappers do have musical skills, you know.
I asked an artist this, one of the new artists. For instance, your album coming out, 50's album coming out, Gladys Knight's album coming out, Smokey Robinson's album coming out, all the same day. Does that make you nervous? Does that make you nervous? That you have speculation, so I'm not going to sell because they got Gladys out, they got Trey out, they got 56 album come out. Does that say, okay, man, I'm not going to sell? Or does that make you even more work harder? Or does
it
get you
it makes me work harder. Like, you know, Mr. Morris said, like you said, they got their 50th at the end of November in Detroit, revving up for that, for me to be a part of that with him. It just makes me make it harder. Like I said, man, I got a single called One Life to Live on it. And I know when you hear it, which is the second single that I'm going to drop toward that November time, after, you know, Get Your Hands Up has done its thing, you know, I swear it's a voice, and you're going to hear it. And everybody's told me, from everybody, the record label, I sound like Tupac on it because I have a raspy voice a little when I rap. And it was just a song I wrote after Proof passed away. I was in Detroit working with D12 with Proof on the M album in 2006. And I wrote that song after he passed. That same week he passed, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, and my uncle was thrown away out of a truck on Easter going home and passed away at 49. So I was just I was going through turmoil, and I wrote One Life to Live, man, and, you know, that song's going to drop, and every time I perform it, and I play it from a piano, I rap with a band, I rap from the piano, and it's just, man, it's just one of those songs that, like Mr. Moore said, when him and Smokey did, you know, Tears of a Clown and Tracks of My Tears, they knew, and Love Machine, they knew those songs just had that magic, and that's what, you know, this man has wrote a lot of songs and won BMI awards and ASCAP. He said that One Life to Live has that magic in your voice. So, you know, I'm not worried. I think it's great for me to be, you know, coming out with all this Motown circulating, and I'm involved in that. So, you know, I'm just going to work harder and do the best that I can. And, you know, Tim, let the good Lord take care of the rest, man. I just do my part. So
that's right. And I would love today to work with you on some music, you know, in a couple of times, you know, in the future, you know, and hopefully
yeah.
that will happen, you know. And once again, I'm all over the place in time, man. So, you know, number one, if you ever come up here, you have me, but just give me a call. Let me know. I will be there. You know, I'm there.
Yeah, man, I'd love to, man. I'll be up there, man, and give you a call and stop by and visit, man, and that'd be great, man. I appreciate your support of supporting the record, and, you know, like, I hope, like everyone else that hears the story, you know, as part of our team and as we do interviews, you know, really see the bigger picture of what's going on, you know, here historically is, you know, trying to, you know, fuse this merge. I think when Mr. Moore and myself accomplish this, I think you'll see a lot more, because at the bottom line, wouldn't it be crazy to see Jay-Z, Berry Gordy, Smokey, 50, all these cats go in the studio together, you know what I mean? Quincy Jones, Dr. Dre. Could you see Dr. Dre, Quincy Jones, and Berry Gordy in the studio executive producing an album for one time? Man.
That would be very interesting.
Right, and that's what Mr. Moore is trying to do, and we've frozen this. That's what he's got planned for my second album, to fuse the gap. And I feel that him, you know, and that's what needs to be done.
When that happens, let me know. I would love to just be there to witness and to feel the
Yeah, I am, man. That's our goal. You know, we already patented the Let It Out the Bag classic Motown Goes Rap by B. Taylor, and that's what we're going to do, and we want to fuse it. And I think Mr. Moore's, I know he is, he's the link to bring Barry, bring Quincy, bring Dre, Jay-Z. He can bring all these guys together on my album to do one album, and I think, I know Mr. Moore, he's right. Everybody on planet Earth will get that album because you're fusing all those people together.
That's right. And see, when he calls them, they'll listen. You know, they'll hear it. Unlike me, when I make that phone call to Whitney or somebody, I say, oh, well, tell him I'll call him back. But, you know, when he makes a moral call, that's they'll listen. You know, it won't be, oh, I'll call him back. You know, they'll, okay, you know, they'll want to hear it. You know, or like me, I'll call him back. I'm going to call him back. You know, and I'll wait a couple of hours, they call me back. But, you know, he does not have to do that. Wait. That is but I would love to.
We're going to let you know, man. I told Steph, you know, on this list, because I think I really, that's where this is going. So you'll know, Tim, the bigger picture. We fused and did this first album and came out. But this second album, after that, Mr. Moore is 70 years old. He wants to retire, start recording that next year into the summer. That's his goal. And we already padded. That's because I got a 2-album deal with them. So that's what we want to do. And he told me he could pull it. He could pull it off. He could get Barry. And I just think that would be historical for music and as African Americans to bring all these top Quincy, Barry, Pete, Smokey, Jay, 50, all them, Dr. Dre, in to be over my album and bring in all that talent in one room with the old, with the new.
That would be really interesting.
So, and I know he can pull it together, so.
Another question I want to ask you.
Yeah.
if there's I got this question from my co-host. She couldn't be with us tonight, but nevertheless, she would ask this question. No matter what you do during the day, at the end of the day, what's these two things that you must do before you lay down and go to sleep?
Before I lay down and go to sleep, number one, I always say my prayers. My scriptures, I always say that, say scriptures, say my prayers, and thank the good Lord, you know, for letting me see another day. And number two, I always walk my dogs, man. I got a Cane Corso and an American Pit Bull, so I always take them walking, man. And just think about this album and think about, you know, how blessed I am to be in this situation as a new artist when there's a lot of artists out there. So those are two things I really do every day.
American, but I know I got a pit bull too, but I don't know whether American or I don't know the man. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's got me fooled for a minute. I mean, I know pit bull, but I don't know which one is which.
Right.
But, you know,
crazy.
I don't, man.
Tim, you crazy.
I got a little York, not a York, it's in the Yorkie family, and it's a one of the few. Those are kind of dogs that I'm more interested in. I'm an animal lover, period.
Yeah,
I have a pit bull. I have two dogs. Pit bull and a little terrier. It's a dog, a terrier and a fox. And I'm it's similar to a Yorkie. And I have three turtles. You know, so I have a whole zoo in my house.
Ah, you got a man. I thought my dogs were in. Yeah, you and I like animals too. So yeah,
you know,
yeah. I ain't got no turtles yet. Not yet.
They you don't want them, man. They hard to take care of. It's messy.
Wow.
Another question I want to ask you, man. I'm not letting you play psychic here, but 5 years from this date, what do you plan to see your career?
I plan to see have at least two, you know, albums under my belt, be in movies, and I think movies and, you know, different investments. And just looking back and having a clothing line and just having different ventures. You know, I got a great management team. My head manager, he's in New York at Guggenheim, one of the most, you know, prestigious family companies with the Rockefellers and all them of Jewish descent, banking and stuff. So, you know, I was blessed and fortunate for him to take heed and see my talent and be interested. He's a high exec up at Guggenheim, so he's got a lot prepared for me with that angle. He's very well with, you know, financial and investments and, you know, does very good in that, and partnering him up with this music management is great. So I just plan on being like that as long as I can take care of, you know, myself and my two daughters, and, you know, my family's good. I'm good. I'm good. 7 and 4, Jalen and Jameson.
Oh man, I gotta come meet my little cousins, man. I gotta come meet my little cousins, man. You gotta tell my little cousins, man. Send them my love, man. You gotta come up here to the East Coast and see cousins Tim one day, man.
Cool, Tim. I sure will.
Let them know about me, man. You gotta let them know about the family. That's why we gotta have more reunions, man. More reunions.
Yeah, Tim.
Man, I told you I'm crazy over here, man. This show is crazy over here, man. Everybody's family over here wants to come over here, man. I love it. All of my guests that comes over here, man, always.
Yeah. I love the show, man. I love it.
Man, yeah, the listeners love you, man. I can't let them all in, man. You know, it's crazy, you know. But their chat room's burning up right now. They love you. Pete Moore, just everybody wants to call and speak to him, man. I couldn't let that happen, man. You know, I gotta keep it going. I hate to let you go, man. You're such an interesting interview, man. I feel like I've known you for so long, man.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks.
But I was honored to have you, man. But before I let you go, man, I want you to go ahead and introduce. I want you to go ahead, introduce. I want you to tell people about your sites, what websites, your Twitter, your MySpace, your Facebook. Let them know where they can go to find more information about you.
Oh, yeah, man. They can go to www.btaylor.com or btaylormusic.com. And you can get right at the beginning of the homepage of btaylormusic.com. You'll see the link for my MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. You see the video of my new video, Get Your Hands Up, we just shot. That's coming out. And you'll see the video of Pete Moore. And you can catch him talking about this project. And then you got pictures with myself and Barry Gordy and Stevie and Smokey and all them with the 50th anniversary, and a whole nother website with the co-promotion with me with the Miracle. So it's just, you can get all that out on that website. It's got the whole shebang for you at btaylormusic.com. So.
Cousin B, good to have you, man. You know, man, much love to you, man. You know, I love you, you know, always.
Thanks,
man. Tim. I'm always over here, man. Once again, man, come back by any time, man. If you need me, call me, man. B, if you need a loan, man, I'm here. Any help with your light bill, man, I'm here.
Thanks,
give me a call, man. My number ain't changed, man. My address changed, but you need that. I got you, man.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate
I'm
the
here,
love,
man.
I'm
here, man. And thanks for coming by, man. Thanks for stopping by, best of my airways, man. Thanks for having Uncle Pete on, man. You know I love Uncle Pete, like always.
Yeah,
man,
thanks.
You know,
thanks for having us, man.
No, man, I appreciate you, man. And once again, man, don't let that be your last visit. You know you're welcome anytime, man. Just let me know, all right?
Okay, then, Tim. You just stay blessed, man.
You too, man. You too. And good luck right. with everything, man, all right?
Thank
and,
you, Tim.
And, hey, man, stay in touch, man.
I will, Tim. Thank you. I appreciate it. Take it
all
easy
right,
now.
Man. You
all
too.
All right, bye-bye.
Shout out to B. Moore, of course, a brilliant up-and-coming artist. Shout out to the legendary Pete Moore of the Miracles, one of the founding members of the Miracles. Introducing to Pete Moore and B. Taylor. Shout out to both of them, the legendary Pete Moore of the Miracles, as I said, music sensation, B. Taylor, for coming on the show. My best of my airways, once again. I love you guys for listening and tuning in. Shout out to everybody for listening to me. I can't let you in, you know, I have purpose of, you know, everything situation that goes down on this show. But I love you for listening and tuning in, and I'm gonna leave you with this was the Miracles and Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. I'm gonna leave you with a song from Smokey Robinson entitled Just to See Her. This is Smokey Robinson and part of the Miracles. I love you guys. Stay strong, and here's this song from Smokey Robinson. Hopefully he'll be on the show pretty soon. Thank you for so much for listening and tuning in. Peace out.
Just to see her, just to